Salutations, my friends. Hey guys, welcome back to another legit astronomy review. Today we're going to be talking about the differences between dark matter and dark energy. Let's jump right into it. Carson, do you want to start us off?
Sure, yeah, I got you. So first off on our list is, what is dark matter for some of you who don't know? The scientific definition is similar material of the universe known as baryonic matter is composed of protons, neutrons, and electrons. Dark matter is not that. It's actually non-baryonic matter and holds elements of the universe together with, and we can't see it. So what it isn't, it's not detectable, unfortunately. However, dark matter was theorized because of the missing matter that we calculate in the gravity of other systems in space. McCray?
Oh, yeah. So, let's talk about, like, what dark energy, like, really is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In physical cosmology and astronomy, dark energy is an unknown form of energy that affects the universe on the largest scale. It is responsible for the expansion of the universe. Now, what dark energy isn't, all right? Dark energy is not detectable or completely understood by scientists. However, we theorize its existence because of the way our universe reacts without any visible forces to hold responsibility.
All right. Hey, moving back to dark matter real quick, Carson. So can you give me, like, a dumbed-down definition, you know, for the ones in the back that weren't listening?
Oh, yeah, I got you. So we have no clue what dark matter is, but it's affecting everything in the universe, basically. It has gravity, but we can't see it, and we have no clue what it is. So moving on, does anybody want to tackle the subject of how dark matter and dark energy are different?
Yeah, I got you. So dark matter attracts and dark energy repels. Like, dark energy will show itself on the largest cosmic scale, while dark matter shows itself on, like, galaxies and in the universe at large.
So, dark matter is more, we know more about it whenever it's in galaxies and stuff, and then dark energy is just in the vast emptiness of space, from what I understand, but honing in to dark matter evidence and stuff. Since we know about some of these galaxies, Elijah, do you have any specific examples that we could talk about?
Well, so with these unseeable entities, we have the primary evidence, which comes from calculations showing that many galaxies would actually fly apart, or that they wouldn't have formed in the first place, or wouldn't even move as they do if they didn't contain a large amount of unseen matter. So a perfect example for this would be the Bullitt cluster. So imagine what it would take to have two galaxies post-collision exhibit an effect where most of the matter is the central region where the collision took place, but where most of the gravitational effects are located centered elsewhere. It would require that gravity and mass not line up together. And this is, in fact, what we see when we look at the normal matter alone in galaxy clusters. So, the places where we see or trace the gas and where we construct the mass from gravitational lensing don't line up perfectly. So either gravity behaves non-locally, or there's some unseen form of mass, which would be dark matter.
So, focusing first on the dark matter or energy or whatever you want to call it that we're calling it. So you're saying that there's extra gravity, but there's just not enough matter that we can detect to fit it?
Exactly. So what is happening here is that there is not enough mass that we can calculate within these regions to account for the amount of gravity that we're seeing within these fields. So the only reasonable explanation from there could be that either gravity acts more strongly in certain areas, or there's just more mass that's unaccounted for.
So either our understanding of physics in the universe is completely different, or there's something that we just can't detect. McCray, did you want to say something?
I was going to ask. So, like, basically what you're telling me is that there was a movement between two galaxies that was either bigger than what we anticipated, or...
So there was a collision of these two galaxies.
Oh,
so,
collision.
Yeah, so what happened was we expected the collision of these galaxies to leave most of the matter pooled in the center where the two actually collided. But instead, what we predicted was actually a little bit off from where it was before. So we were able to calculate the mass of these galaxies and derive how much matter should be there. But there wasn't actually enough matter there to account for the strong gravity, so there has to be something else.
Why can't we just be wrong?
We could be, and that's another thing we totally don't know, whether gravity actually acts different in different regions of space. So if it's stronger in one area than the other, that could explain for the differences in measurements. But then again, we don't know.
Yeah, and the problem is because we can't go out there and physically take measurements and stuff up close in these places. So our next question is, how pervasive is this dark matter and dark energy in the universe? Predictions right now are about 68% of the universe is predicted to be dark energy, and 27% of the universe is predicted to be matter. The reason so much of this is predicted to make up our universe, well, energy is not, the dark energy itself is kind of tied with gravity, as far as scientists looking into the expansion of the universe. They estimate this amount of dark energy because it has to be everywhere in the universe to drive the expansion. Even though in the 1990s there was scientists predicted in the 1990s that the universe would eventually slow down because of gravity, or it was currently slowing down, but they didn't have anything to compare it to.
You mean slowing down in a sense of like everything in the universe, like the expansion of it slowing down, or?
Well, the original, or what people thought was gonna happen was gravity eventually was going to work its magic.
Back together.
Slow things down until they get to a zero, and then pull it all back together, is what was understood. But then they found I think it was a supernova or something of that sort that they focused on, and I think they studied the red light shifts, I think. Is that what it was?
Yeah,
that,
they started studying the red shifting from the light coming from the supernova and was able to detect the expansion of the universe.
Yeah, they found that it was actually going faster than the same region that they had previously took measurements on, I believe.
And it's accelerating as well.
Yeah.
So it's not slowing down, it's actually speeding
up. That was the key.
Up.
That's what troubled everybody. And so scientists began to think that they just called it dark energy. They don't know what it is or anything. But they think it could just be like another law of physics that we just don't know about. But the 27%, that being relatively low compared to the dark energy part, that's because the dark matter is just, it's matter. We don't know exactly what it is, but we know it has gravity and that it's gonna be around other masses of matter that we can see.
So hopping back, do we have like any evidence for, you know, gravity acting in like a certain way throughout the universe, or?
Yeah, like why we think it could be stronger in some regions.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. Yeah. Why could it not be different in different areas?
Well, okay, so there's an easy way to tell these two things apart, which is gravity acting different elsewhere and then the existence of unforeseen matter. So what we can do is we can look at galaxy clusters that aren't in the process of colliding, so not like the Bullet Nebula, and we can look to two nearby clusters that are headed towards one another, but they haven't merged yet. So if dark matter is the correct explanation, the gravitational lensing should trace the matter distribution, and everything should be local. But if non-local gravity is the answer, then there shouldn't be gravitational effects seen where the matter isn't located.
So going back to the gravitational lensing part, we actually talked about that in one of our previous This Month in Astronomy podcasts. And so from what I understand is, since we can't see the dark matter, a lot of the gravitational lensing, like the one we reviewed that looked really cool, happened because of the gravity of the dark matter. And since you can see straight through it, you just see this really cool looking visual effect on the galaxies behind the dark matter. I thought that was pretty cool, and learning more about dark matter kind of helped me understand more about how the lensing worked. Moving on, let's talk about some of the future effects that the dark matter and dark energy could have. One of my thoughts was, one of the thoughts that occurred to me was, we won't see anything outside of our galaxy eventually, because if the universe is ever expanding and it's accelerating, eventually it'll go faster than light.
Honestly, though, and like, that's kind of like a terrifying thought, that like, at some point in time, you know, dark energy and dark matter, you know, they're gonna run their little routes, you're gonna push everything away, and then we're not gonna be able to see anything. Like, we're gonna be really alone in the universe. Yeah. Luckily enough for me, I'm not gonna be alive whenever that happens,
all
so let's just...
thanks to dark energy.
Bro, let's keep it that way, yeah.
All thanks to dark energy.
That's right.
So... I mean, not good.
I was going to be lonely either way, because the laws of the universe are just that way.
But my question real quick, okay, so dark energy pushes everything away, right? And dark matter kind of keeps everything together.
Okay.
So why can't dark matter just keep everything together instead of dark energy pushing everything away?
Well, that's exactly what we're trying
probably
to figure out.
Probably because there's too much dark energy.
That's a good hypothesis.
If we could just get rid of the dark energy... then we'd all stay together.
Yeah.
So, no, we'd actually come crashing back into each other, I think.
So,
you know, dark
matter
would just be like, come on!
That's one of the problems.
That's what we want, is equality. All of us be one.
Yeah.
We are one.
So who cares if we all collide and become one giant ball of mass?
Yeah, and
we'll all be equal.
Another thing is, how could these things change any of our scientific laws? For example, the local gravity that we were talking about, if that actually became a thing, then how would that affect us? Like, would that affect the way I drink my smoothie, or...
Well, you know, like, hypothetically saying...
No, you get back from the... What did you just say? Have you been here this entire time? Do you even know? Did you even listen to the podcast, Carson?
Yeah, I'm
Geary?
In the podcast.
You created
you made
this.
You're a piece of... You are a piece of junk.
The thing is, folks, it doesn't affect us. We don't know what it
is or what it does. It could. So what could happen is, if gravity is stronger in certain spots... we would never know it until it happens. So what would happen is, you go to drink your smoothie, you tilt up the glass, nothing happens. Nothing happens because gravity is stronger at the bottom of your cup that you just picked up. So everything on the inside stays there.
I'm sorry, what? You're telling me?
It could happen.
But like-
we don't know until it happens.
What?
If only we knew more about dark matter and dark energy.
Exactly. If we knew
what
dark matter
is.
That's the dilemma, folks.
I'm sorry that I roasted you for like 15 seconds there.
Don't worry. I take it back.
It's okay.
All right. So wrapping up what we've gone over, let's just do a quick run through. So we talked about today what dark matter was, and that it's an invisible matter that we can't see that makes things... have more gravity.
Yes.
And then,
it does not interact with normal matter.
McCray, yeah. Dark energy.
As far as dark energy goes, we learned that dark energy is what's pushing everything away.
So, the next thing on our list, we talked about
the bullet cluster thing.
The bullet cluster, yeah.
Well, yeah, so what happened there is these galaxies are colliding, and we predicted the collision, but we're either really bad at math or there's this stuff that adds weight.
This invisible stuff that we have no clue what it does.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
we don't know.
We have no idea.
We have no clue. We have
spooky.
So thank you very much for listening to this introduction of the This Month in Astronomy podcast. Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
Would you like to say a few words, McCray? No.
Anyways, guys, I'd love to thank you for sticking with us and listening to our podcast.